On my orders, the United States military has begun strikes against Al-Qaeda terrorist training camps and military installations of the Taliban regime in Afghanistan.
This crusade, this war on terrorism, is going to take a while.
Last night, on my orders, America's armed forces began strikes against ISIL targets in Syria.
Tonight, I ordered a targeted military strike on the airfield in Syria.
Washington, U.S. President Joe Biden's decision to target Iranian-backed militias in Syria.
On buildings used by Iranian-backed militias in eastern Syria. President Biden ignored reporters' questions about the airstrikes as he left the White House for Texas.
The United States has carried out a drone strike against the militant group responsible for the attack on Kabul airport.
The U.S. military says it's carried out a drone strike in eastern Afghanistan.
U.S. military carried out airstrikes tonight against Iran-backed militia groups in Iraq and Syria.
Friday, U.S. planes struck in northern Iraq against the Islamic militants.
The United States has dropped one of the biggest non-nuclear bombs in Afghanistan.
It's been nicknamed the mother of all bombs, used for the very first time on a battlefield.
Former Afghanistan President Hamid Karzai is among the first to condemn the U.S.'s bombing in Afghanistan. He tweeted and he said he has accused the U.S. of misusing Afghanistan as a testing ground for its new and dangerous weapons.
This total of over 390,000 dead soldiers and civilians, however, includes only those who have been counted as direct deaths or deaths by bomb or bullet.
Million people have been displaced in just eight of the most violent wars that the United States has either launched or participated in since 2001. That's Afghanistan, Pakistan, Iraq, Somalia, Yemen, Libya, Syria, and the Philippines.
Why should Afghanistan suffer in such a massive way with a bomb so big, so dangerous, that they themselves call the mother of all bombs? This was an inhuman act, a brutal act, against an innocent country, against an innocent people, against our land, against our sovereignty, against our soil, and against our future.
In just 8 years of this war that the U.S. started in Iraq, way more people were killed. A power vacuum was opened up that allowed ISIS to thrive. And for what? Why did we do this? How was this worth it?
When Americans are asked about the human toll of these conflicts, they often think first of U.S. soldiers who have lost their lives or who are struggling with war injuries and trauma. But the true number of casualties is much, much greater.